Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
We are in Parashat Kedoshim. Kedoshim, what is Kedoshim? What does it mean being holy? Kedoshim says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber El Kol Adab. Now he talked to all the people of Israel. Va'amarta Alehem, Kedoshim to you. You should be holy. Holy people. But what does it mean being holy? Well, what is holiness? So there are a few explanations. One of them says that it's going and continue to what we learned in the last parsha about adultery, about you shouldn't have sex with your sister,
family.
With your family, etc., etc. So being holy means this. Personally, I don't like this explanation because it's okay. This is you can say it on everything, but I saw a very nice explanation that says holy is. It's when you love somebody, you don't do only what you have to do. You do more. In other words, God wants us to be holy in a way, kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lecha. We should sanctify our life in what we allow to do. For example, you know, I've been now on holiday. You had food like gone out of every corner of the body, and all, everything looks good. And you know. You want to eat this and you want to eat that and all that. This is exactly the point. You have to think, 1 minute, is this going to be good for me? And is this a way to behave? Like to jump on the food and eat? Like, for example, somebody sent me a film and Vizhnitz Bakery, where they do the challahs and the bread on Motzei Pesach. People were like killing each other in order to get a piece of bread. So what's this? And this is exactly what God wants us. Sanctify yourself with what you allow to do. Show me that you are a mensch. You're not just running after your desire. Okay, you're allowed to eat.
So
sometimes it's a mitzvah to eat. But doesn't mean that you have to eat like a beast, like an animal. And this is, by the way, why we are now in Sfirat HaOmer. What is Sfirat HaOmer all about? We started on the first, let's say on the second day of Pesach, with Korban HaOmer, sacrifice of Omer, which comes from how do you say seorim? How do you say seorim in English? Seorim is like a kind of
Gerste.
What?
In German, Gerste.
I don't know. Anyway, it's like today you have bread from all kinds of things. You have from wheat, you have from full wheat, you have from kusmin, from barley, from this. Now, seorim is normally what animal eat.
Oh.
And the first korban,
hay.
It's not hay. It's not hay. Seorim is something like a. Let's see in a minute. So barley. So barley is what normally animal eat, and then we have wheat at the end of it. But it starts with korban haomer at the second day of Pesach. And then we go through Sfirat HaOmer till we come to Shavuos, and then they bring Korban Shtei HaLechem, the two breads which are made of wheat. Wheat is what men eat. So in other words, it's a symbol of our work through from being an animal to become human beings. In other words, from running after our desires and the materialistic world, to be more spiritual and build ourselves. By the way, the whole Sfirat HaOmer, the whole idea, if you look at Sfirat HaOmer, you see in each one of them is two words connected down there. Tiferet Shebayasod. That's what they call the 10 Sfirot of Kabbalah. It's something that is really, everything is a situation, or let's say it's something you have to work on. In other words, when we go through those 49 days, we suppose to work on ourselves, and each day on a different problem, a different characteristic we've got, a different behavior we got, in order to get to the level of being a mensch. And at the end, that is what we're supposed to get to there. And being a mensch, for example, is being, as we see in our parsha, one of the basic things of our religion, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. This is in our parsha. What is ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? V'hatzalacha is to love your friend, your fellow man, the same way you love yourself. And this brings us to a very interesting issue. I thought about it. When we're talking about being holy, in sanctify ourselves in what we are allowed to do. In other words, don't abuse the things you're allowed to do. Because, you know, there are a lot of things we're allowed to do, Baruch Hashem. So you can abuse them. For example, you're allowed to go on holiday. You're allowed to go and buy clothes. You're allowed to go and eat good food. But if all your attention is to good food and good clothes and shopping and doing all the fun things of the world, and you don't even look at the spiritual side, is this right or wrong? And so in other words, what God wants us to do is, yes, I gave you things that I want to know what you do with them. What is important for you? To be somebody who runs after his desires, or to be somebody much more? That's the idea of Sfirat HaOmer. And maybe if we want to get to the point that Kedoshim is really, how do we say when a couple get married, why do you call it in Hebrew? Kiddushin. Aish mekadeshet aisha. What is Kiddushin? Again, being holy. Yeah. Sanctify yourself. In other words, what is really the idea? The idea is, maybe, if we think about it, is to love each other is to sanctify yourself. If we love each other, if we love God, this is sanctifying ourselves. Because what we call the, let's say, the strongest connection in the world is between man and woman. Marriage. That's the strongest connection. It's two soul coming together, becoming one. This is an unbelievable, and it's not easy. It's very hard sometimes. Yes, but when it works, it's the best things in the world. There's nothing better than this. And this is called love. So if we want to put, and I think it's a very nice idea to think about being holy is to love each other. If you show God that you love your fellow man, that you love your friends, that you love your family, this is sanctifying yourself. Because when you love somebody, you don't do anything wrong. For example, one of the question is, says Ve'ahavta racha kamocha, says Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah. That's a great rule. Says Hillel HaZaken, which was the rabbi of Rabbi Akiva, this is the whole Torah. And all the unrest, just learn. In other words, the whole Torah, Hillel HaZaken says, is Mashesanu alecha, al ta'aseh lechavra. What you hate that people will do to you, you don't do this to others.
Don't do to others what you don't want for yourself.
In other words, that is the basic of Judaism. This is Ra'avta le'racha kamocha. And if we think about it, this is an unbelievable thing. So people ask, 1 minute, if I want, we have two kinds of mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs between us and humanity, mitzvot shebin adam lechavero, between you and your friends. And you have mitzvot shebin adam lamakom, between you and God. Now this concludes the mitzvahs between man and others, that mitzvot shebin adam lechavero. But what is with mitzvot shebin adam lamakom? So this says, at end of after racha kamocha, after racha kamocha, ani Hashem. So they say, it's two parts. It's v'ahavta l'racha kamocha, those are the mitzvahs between us and our friends. And ani Hashem is the mitzvahs between me and God. The Rambam says that every one of us has to look at the world as it's half guilty and half
innocent.
Or half bad and half good. In other words, it's a balance. And now, me, one guy, does something. Is it going to influence only me or the whole world? The whole world. Because I said the whole world is now in a balance. So any action I'm doing, I'm going to change the balance. So the whole world stands now on what I am going to do. Says the Rambam, that's the way we all should look at things. That everything we do is going to change the balance of the world. So now, if I do a good thing, the whole world is going to be on the good side. If I'm going to do a bad thing, the whole world is going to be on the bad side. In other words, ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha is not only between me and my fellow man, it's between me and God also. Because any mitzvah I'm going to do is going to change the balance for everybody. It's like this guy in a ship. He is in his room in the ship, and he drills a hole in the ship. So people come to him and say, "Are you crazy? You're going to drown?" I said, "Well, what do you care? This is my room. I can do what I want in my room." He says, "What do you mean your room? But your room is connected to a ship. And the ship is going to drown. All of us are going to drown because of what you do in your room." And that's exactly the way we should look at life. Whatever we do, it's not only an effect on us. It's an effect on all the world. Now, if we look at it this way, now we understand what is v'ahavta l'racha kamocha. And this is unbelievable. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like this every time. And I told you once, there was this guy. Oh, see, even the chairs agree with me. There was this time that this guy, when he had it good, he used to tell people he's got it bad. And when he had it bad, he used to tell people that he's got it good. One day, his friend meets him, and he hears him talking with a friend, and he's telling his friend how bad he's got it. And he knows that this guy just now did a good business deal, unbelievable. So afterwards he asked him, "Tell me, I know that your situation now is not good, it's very good. So why did you tell this guy that you're in a bad situation?" He says, "I want to tell you something. When I'm happy, I want to be everybody to be happy. When I'm sad, I want everybody to be sad. Now the problem is, when I'm happy and I tell people that I'm happy and things are going for me, they are sad. Because they're jealous. That's human nature. When I have it bad and I tell people I have it bad, they are happy." And think about it, how true it is. So what do I do? When I'm happy, I tell everybody I'm sad. So everybody's happy and I'm happy. So everybody's like me, everybody's happy. Now, when I'm sad, I tell everyone I'm happy, I had a nice day, everything is going well, so everybody's sad, and I'm sad also. And this is, unfortunately, you know, it's not a joke. That's the way sometimes. It's very easy to have mercy and to help somebody who's got problems. But think about it. If your friend is very, very successful, are you happy for him?
Yes.
They say the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't give enough honor to each other. Lo na'agu kavod ze baze. And one of the interesting points of this is, first of all, why do we mourn on to have minagei avilut on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva? Because, you know, they are not the only Talmidei Chachamim that died. If you want to sit and mourn on every Talmid Chacham who died, we can do that the whole year round. And this, by the way, another thing that people sometimes don't understand. There is a big difference between the behavior we have in Sfirat HaOmer to the behavior that we have in the 3 weeks. In the 3 weeks, that's a mourning on the temple. This is not exactly a mourning. It's only, let's say, a reminder. What do I mean? Why did the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva die on Sfirat HaOmer? It's very strange. Dafka on Sfirat HaOmer? And the thing is, Rabbi Akiva said, "Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha, klal gadol b'Torah." Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe, he said that to honor your friend, to love your friend, it's the basic of everything. Now, at the level that he was teaching his students, for example, "Et Hashem Elokecha tirah," says "et" is like, the Talmid Chacham is like God. He compared the Talmid Chacham. Rashi says, if Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have said it, I couldn't write it. This is like saying something like this, it's unbelievable. Now, imagine to yourself, who can get to that level? This is very hard. And let's understand what exactly was the sin, because people think that they were abusing each other, they were insulting each other, they were fighting. They were talmidim from Rabbi Akiva. What was the problem? I'll tell you what the problem was. They were sitting together, and that's why it's written, 12,000 couples of the talmidim from Rabbi Akiva died. Why don't say 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died? Why do you say 12,000 couples? Because the problem was with the couple, with the chavruta, with the one that they were sitting and learning. Is it possible? The guy that you learn with, this is the best guy. You're supposed to love him because this is the guy you learn together. They say, oh, chavruta o mituta, talmid chacham, if he hasn't got his chavruta, his friend that with him, that he learns with, he prefers to die. So this guy is the most closest guy to him in the world. And think about it, if you have a good friend, everybody needs a good friend. And a good friend is worth a lot. You, of course, you love him and you treasure him and you will never insult him or ever. So what was the problem? The problem was that, for example, they were learning. And the other guy had the chidush. He had a brilliant idea. So he, the friend, was happy. But inside he said, why didn't I brought this beautiful idea? He was happy for his friend, but he would prefer that he would have done this brilliant idea. He would get to this idea. And this was Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, at that level. Who alevai that we, our problem will be that we will be happy for our friend that is doing something brilliant, but we will a little be sad that we didn't do it. This for us would be a great mitzvah. But for Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, they should have get to the level of ve'ahavta l'raha kamocha. You love your fellow man like you love yourself. In other words, if he is doing something brilliant, you have to think that who did it?
He did.
I did it. That I have to be happy
for him
the same way that I'm going to be happy if I would have done this chidush. And this is a very high level. Now, why does it happen on Sfirat HaOmer? Because in Sfirat HaOmer, we're supposed to count and to build ourselves. And it's written that everybody, the halacha says, that you have to do the counting by yourself. You cannot yotze by somebody else who is going to do the counting for you. The blessing, if somebody bless you, Sfirat HaOmer, you can be yotze, but you have to do the counting by yourself. If you don't do it by yourself, you didn't count. So in other words, it's an individual thing. But it's also written, Usfartem Lachem, and that's exactly the problem. People can think, if I build myself, they will forget that they are part of a community, that they are part of Am Yisrael. They're going to be concentrated in themselves, which can lead them to the wrong direction. Because you can be a great Talmid Chacham. You can sit and learn the whole day. You can have a beard to your knees. You can have a hat like this. And all the outside things. But if you haven't got v'ahavta l'racha kamocha, you've got nothing. If you only look for yourself, this is not v'ahavta l'racha kamocha. This is v'ahavta et atzmecha. This is loving yourself, not loving your fellow man. And that is wrong. So when we are building ourselves, we can unfortunately get to that level of be so concentrated with building ourselves, forgetting our friends. So this is why we got this reminder that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died on Sfirat HaOmer. Why did they die? Because shelo na'agu kavod ze bazeh. Because they didn't honor each other enough. So how can you remember this? That's why we have the minagim of Avelut. And that's the only reason. So the minute we have those behavior, like we don't cut our hair, and we don't buy certain things, and we don't have music, this is to remind us that when we're doing this beautiful job, because Sfirat HaOmer is not bad time. It's not a time that you have to be sad. You have to be happy. Because you're counting to what? You're counting to get the Torah. This is a beautiful counting. You're building yourself. While you do this, don't forget that you are a part of the congregation, that you are part of Am Yisrael. And this is why we have this reminder. And how does this whole thing end? And this is another beautiful thing. How does this whole Sfirat HaOmer end? In Matan Torah. In Matan Torah is very interesting. We said in Pesach, we sang Dayenu, Dayenu, well known. And one of the things we say is, if God would have brought us to the Mount of Sinai, Dayenu, even if he didn't give us the Torah. So people ask, what does it mean? What, this was enough to bring us to Ma'amad Har Sinai, to stand there in front of the mountain without getting the Torah? He says, yes, because what happened there? Am Yisrael ke'ish echad belev echad. They were standing there as one. And this is a unique thing. And this is the way you get the Torah. If God would have brought us to the Mount of Sinai, in other words, if God would have brought us to the level of "Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha," in that matter that we care about each other and we love each other, and we not only said if somebody's got a problem, we also happy when he is happy. This is Ma'amad Har Sinai. This is the most important thing. And by the way, you only can get the Torah properly this way. Can this happen? And I told it to you a few times in the past, and I'm going to tell it to you again. And I think that everybody has to do it at least once in his life. To go to the Kotel in Shavuos morning, when everybody is going there. And it's an unbelievable experience. You go 4 o'clock in the morning. Four or 5 o'clock. And normally the streets are empty at that time. And this time, the streets are full. And even when the streets are full, normally you see people going all direction. But at that time, you see everybody going in the same direction. So you see, not enough, it's not empty, it's full with people. And they're not going to all direction, one direction. And it's everybody. It's men and women, children, religious, not really, and believe me, you see it, it's non-religious, ultra-Orthodox, everybody, and you see, comes a group from here singing, and from there, and it's such an atmosphere. And then, when you go to the Kotel, and there is no place hardly to stand, and you see all Am Yisrael there, and then they start davening, and it, by the way, it's very hard to daven there, because from one side you have Yamanite minyan, the other one an Ashkenazi, Sfaradi, and all shouting, and you really very hard to concentrate. But then comes this minute when the sun rises, and everybody is going to Shmoneh Esrei, and this is when you are suddenly, the whole place is quiet. That they say also that before Ma'amad Har Sinai there was big noise, and then was a silent. This is a silent of receiving the Torah. And the feeling is like you have from the right side Yamanite, from the other side, and I always say, it's Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gabriel, Milfana Uriel, Machora Rafael, Val Roshi Shkenatel. The Spirit of God is above us. And I say, this is a moment to treasure, to see, yes, Am Yisrael can be together, concentrated on one thing, praying to God, connected to God, all as one. This is Ma'amad Har Sinai. This is Ve'ahavta Le'reacha Kamocha. This is our parsha. This is holiness. This is sanctifying ourselves. This is the basic of Judaism, as Rabbi Akiva says. This is something we have to treasure and to put it into our mind. It's not easy. I'm not saying, because we are human beings. And as we said, that's why we have Sfirat HaOmer. We have to build ourselves. And every day to try and take, you know, there are books that tell us every day what to work on. But you know, don't have to take a book. Work on yourself. You know your problems. You know where your soft spots are. Try and work on them. And will God see this? God will bring the Geula on the spot. We just have to do this. And not, unfortunately, we go around and we see people fighting, and it's like somebody told us, I heard this this week also, a very interesting thing. It's also a big lesson. Sometimes we get angry, and it's very hard to control it. And we get angry sometimes, a lot of times, on the people that are the closest to us, our own family. And it's stupid, because those are the people you love. But because you love them, everything they do affects you. And sometimes it's stupid things, but you get angry. Why did he do this? Why didn't he? He says, think twice. First of all, of course, the best thing is control your anger. But, you know, it's very easy to say. So says the Rav Adam Sinai, says a beautiful thing. You cannot control yourself? Take your anger on somebody else. Not on your family. Not on the people you love. Hold it. Go to another room, or go to something, for example, on the holiday. No, says, ask the Gaon Mevilna, they ask him, what is the greatest mitzvah of all? Or the hardest mitzvah of all? What is the hardest mitzvah? You know what he says? V'samachta b'chagecha. To be happy and yontov. What? Is this hard? If you're with your family, for a whole week, day and night, all the meals. Is it easy?
No.
Can you be happy the whole time?
No. It depends.
Depends a lot of things, but you can. You have to be a saint. He says the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says, this is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. Ve'samachta bechagecha. And how true it is. So he says, for example, something happens on Yom Tov. You are with a family and somebody did something aggravated you. Did whatever. Hold it. And you know, it's not nice
ignore
to say
it.
Try to ignore it. And Baruch Hashem, there are so many opportunities to get angry and to put your anger out. You go on the road, this guy comes from here, the other guy comes from here. You stand in a line, this guy goes over the line. So get angry on him. Or get angry at other things. But never ever try. Don't get angry on your family, on the people that love you. Because those are the closest people to you. And normally we do the opposite. We don't shout at a stranger. We shout at our family. We don't fight with a stranger, we fight with our family. And this is also a big lesson. It says, "Va'ahavta le'racha kamocha." It's not easy. And we talk about re'acha, we think always about who? The guy in the street. "Va'ahavta le'racha kamocha" starts from the family. It starts from the wife, from the husband, from the children, from the parents. That's where it starts. Not in the street, at home. In other words, the way you behave at home, this is where it starts. "Va'ahavta le'racha kamocha." And if you have this atmosphere, it spreads around. If we between us we love each other, it will spread around to others. Because people, at the end of the day, people are good. At the end of the day, they are good. The soul is there. There's good, but all the covers and all the materialistic things, they have the effect on us. And especially the running after another thing, you know, satisfaction. You know, Rab Yitzchak Bernstein Zatzal used to say, and this is something that I always remember, the accessories of last year are the necessities of this year. And how true it is. You get used to things. So suddenly it's not accessories anymore. It's, I need it. Why, if I haven't got a steak filet on my, a filet mignon on my plate, I cannot eat. I need only a filet, because I'm used to it. And how wrong it is. But this is something we have to work, and this is exactly what we're talking in Sfirat HaOlam. That's the idea of Sfirat HaOlam. That's the time. We got out of Egypt, got out of slavery to our, we're trying to get out to freedom from all our desires and lust, and get to the right direction. And the right direction is to build ourselves, and the basic thing of all, don't forget for a minute, is Ve'ahavta li're'acha kamocha. Go ahead.
Thank you.